Okay, we'll try it again. I'm going to call the North Bonneville workshop for November 12th, 2019. It is 6:37, and I'm going to ask the city clerk to call the roll, please. Oh, yeah, 6:32. Excuse me.
Okay, Councilor Atkins.
Here.
Councilor Randall. Councilor Norris.
Present.
Councilor Lee. Councilor Whitcomb.
Here.
And to say for the record, our attorney will be on the phone for this half hour to help us through anything we need to be helped with. So, going forward, all I have is on our unfinished business is the continued 2020 budget discussion. Before I go too far into that, I just want to let everybody know real quick is we were notified that we did not get the tower for the AT&T tower. It went over on the poor property. So that's something. We didn't get that tower.
Oh, no.
It's okay. They needed a higher spot, and they actually were requested to put it in for the dam, for the people of the dam, the Corps of Engineers, so they felt that it was more important that they were closer and it was more visible to who the people that requested it. But we all get the benefits of better service.
Where did it go? Where are they going to put it?
Up on the poor property, Crowley Ridge.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm stopping and following stuff up there.
So,
we'll up the speed for everybody, right?
Well, we're going to up the speed. We're still working on, and hopefully here I'm going to talk to Dan Bub. We got a fan. I think Ken. Can you talk to them any further with Gorsett about that contract?
No. I think Tom was going to look at that. Do you have a chance to look at that contract, that draft contract, Tom?
Yeah, I
sent
it on to Brian.
It
looked good to me.
Yeah. Didn't we? Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah. I probably.
I think it's in their camp.
Yeah, I probably I probably ought to put a little fire under Dan and call him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will. I'll do that. So we want to get that finished. Okay, I can do that. So, answering your question, Judy, the Gorsnet is working still, and they're working hard over there all the time, and try to get faster service in by the first of the year, they tell us. So, yeah, it's a lot of work.
Are they redoing the tower?
No, they're putting new equipment into the head end building.
And probably got to test all the lines to make sure they're still good.
Yeah.
They're using our own.
Yeah.
TV cable.
Yeah. I know they already did that with the ones.
They were
already
not at that building. It's
developed
it at the garage county. I think they already
tested
for breaks.
Yeah, they were working on that. They did. They worked on that. And so that is good. And the other good news is all our counselors are reelected. And like I said earlier, for the record, this is the first time in many, many, many years that our full council is elected. You're all elected. That's really cool. It's a really neat thing. Well, yeah, but it's certified on the 26th, but it looks good. Anyways, barring if you had anybody out there twisting arms, they catch you, voting for you. But
they don't have to. Nobody, there's no opposition.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I had opposition.
Barely.
29. Yeah. I counted it to see.
What? Yeah. How many what?
How many votes did your opponent get?
I thought it was
20. Was it 20? How about 29?
Something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. But anyway, so our...
Mickey Mouse most did you get
17.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all it was. It was against me and all the people I probably made mad at.
Yeah.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
You haven't been blackballed yet.
Yeah, no. I think Mickey Mouse put up a harder fight.
Did you write in Mickey Mouse for John's spot?
That's what usually people write in all kinds of things.
Josh got one vote, we know.
Ah, you write in?
Yeah.
That's what we heard, yeah.
You should have remembered.
Someone told me that they put my name to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a tough opponent.
Well, congratulations on your vote.
He came in third.
Wow.
Oh, and it's Cheeto Prince. No, it's not, but I... I need to travel
so that I don't get
it.
I
can't
control it.
Maybe there's writing, so I can't afford the Mayor of Canada's got sorted out. Yeah, the Mayor of Canada's did get sorted out.
You know what the
issue...
The other guy. Oh, okay.
And the issue...
I worked with
Anna. And the issue basically was that... That the mayor supported the pool that nobody else wanted.
In Canada? So,
yeah.
Well, we've got to raise everyone's taxes by $500 a year.
Yeah, it's not going to be cheap.
Yeah. That is a lot of money. The next year, and the year after
that.
Yeah,
yep. And the pool can operate.
$5, maybe $500.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah.
Money pit.
Yeah, so any questions on anything that has to do with the budget? We will have a public hearing concerning the revenue sources. I've already given you the revenue sources there, so that's kind of what we estimate that they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The budget's pretty much done. I'll have everything that's all put together. I have one more negotiation with the Sheriff's Department next week to talk about next year. But everything else is pretty much done. So we'll have the full packets and the full budget out to you. If anybody wants to see it prior to that or come in and look at it, you're more than welcome to. I'd be glad to show it to you.
Thank you for your work.
Well, Deanna does most of it. I sit in there and play games.
Thank you, Deanna.
Can I use a spreadsheet so it adds up under my
memory
of
somebody in your seat? Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't turn that on. I turned it, yeah. No, everybody was good. Tom helped with it, and Deanna, Brian, was real instrumental this year.
No bad.
And
Public Works put the input in.
Public Works did a great job this year putting works in, and we worked, like I was telling Terry, we worked real hard to, we spent money last year. We caught up on a lot of things that were behind, but we spent money last year so that we could make money this year. Most all the crew has most all the equipment they need. Got new chainsaws, which you can see they're going to clean up the city. The bucket truck, it saved the girl out of a tree. Right after we got it, it saved the girl that went climbed up too high in a tree. We have that 1.5 extra person, but the overtime money that we're spending a year is cut in half, or is gone. We're not spending overtime. And if you calculate the money, if you look at the budget on there, not this time, but you'll see that we're not spending much more on the budget for labor than we were a couple of years ago, even though the money's up, because
and
it was raises besides. But and the main reason why is because we. We're able to condense. No, they're really actually. Am I not correct? There are hardly any overtime whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they were getting when we first came in here. They were getting 20-25 hours overtime a week. So when we by cutting that out and adding an extra person, like you were so gracious to let us get, we cut the overtime out. It paid for the new person, and we're getting more work done. And they don't have to work all that overtime. So that was helpful.
We got two working
on getting their certifications. We, for many years, the city ran with one guy with one person with certification. You have to have certification to work on water and wastewater. And one guy, his license was on the line every day because if somebody made a mistake, he'd pay for it because he was the only certified operator. And we have another one certified now. He's going to get his water certification. And we have two more that are training, and they'll be ready to get their certification. So we should have four people certified by summer, which is really good. Which is ecology is very happy about. We said it allows Mr. Hendrickson to be able to take a vacation and not have to worry about being on call all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been a real good deal.
Yeah.
Good.
And then hydro seeded?
Yeah, have you seen the pathway they put another thing? Isn't that beautiful?
Nice.
And they, underneath the railroad bridge, remember the pathway that connected the that was one of the things. That was, that's their property. Yeah. And they said, well, one of the things we'll do is we'll put you in a nice bike path. Well, nice.
Grade, so
they raised the grade so it's more ADA compliant.
I laid that out, by the way.
I know you did. Thank you, Terry, for that. You're so humble.
And
it's not a hairpin corner. There's not those trees hanging about ready to fall over on you. It looks good. The hydro seed on the side. It's going to be nice. So that was it. That was a nice deal. And it allowed our
expense.
They didn't, yeah, they cost us a nine.
Yep.
Oh, they put fence up here?
Yep. Well, the fence, yeah.
They put new fence up?
Yep. It's all,
wow.
Yeah.
No, that looks bad down there.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
Yeah. So that was a good deal.
So
are
they down with the bridge now then?
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah, we did real good. That helped us this year. Yeah, because it said, and where they're paying sales tax, you know, or the rocks, so that helps us out. So that was a good deal. It was a little tougher this year because I had to kind of calculate back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I knew they were going to be done, but still, it helps us out. We're pretty much caught up on most everything now, D, aren't we?
Yeah,
the last one, it wasn't the biggest, but the longest period of time one was the probation services. They hadn't been paid since 2012.
Oh.
2012, but I told them we couldn't negotiate. I couldn't negotiate that far back. So we hadn't had a stopping point, so we started at 2015, actually. And we paid them back, and they agreed to that. That's just too far.
And they're all paid up.
They're all paid up. And we made a new friend. And we had the undersheriff, Pat Bond, was in to see us today. And he is really excited about the reception and stuff he gets from the city folk and how well they can work with us now. And they're excited. So that's a good thing. And I talked to the sheriff and asked him, he'd asked what we needed. I told him we needed a few more patrols that night. So I go out and dig around, and they're patrolling more at night here in town.
That could be here. We have some stuff going out of our garage.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We've got a garage door that doesn't behave. That opens up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
We've got to put a new...
Yeah,
that big
opener.
It's like $500-$600. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, it opened one night, and we didn't know until later, a day or two later. They got a weed whacker and a chainsaw and something else.
So hopefully they come and take
it.
Take you.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
They didn't take any of the crap my brother put in there.
You any questions or comments on it? We come back.
Man,
Deanna's done really good. She's done a lot of training. She's done really good to kind of pick up the things that we used to spend money on professional services to do, and she's doing really well with it. So we're not having to spend as much money on...
Look at the financial we would have paid by now just to put the budget in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Between the union contracts and professional services, that for
yeah.
a budget was...
Yep.
That's phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah. No
way.
You're
just using what you have.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Other people were dummies. They just wanted, they were lazy. They just wanted to contract it out.
Well, it's not just that.
Nice someday.
I think what happened is if you get tied up, I don't know if that's the case, but I think that you get tied up in other things, you know, big grants, and you get tied up in looking way far forward, and you lose sight of, and you have to have the smaller stuff done.
Yeah, how can I shuffle this fund over to this fund? And oh,
that's what happens when you get you know, this has a background in that, but not financial, not anything else. And,
right.
And they don't want to get their feet wet, so they bring something in rather
right.
than get into it.
Right.
You know? I mean, they aren't good at what they do. But they aren't good at number crunching.
Oh, they just weren't smart enough. Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Deanna's got it all.
Well, they just, yeah, we just started back from the basics. And we had no choice. There would be,
yeah.
We had absolutely no choice. When we came in here, we were like 2 days. We had no idea what we were doing. Everything was just kind of, here you go. Here's the key. Here's the alarm. Here's how to turn on the computer. Here's the password. Goodbye.
They all ran out the door.
Yeah. But to give them credit, there was they all had good skills, but they were focusing on bigger things, and we just kind of pulled everything to get back together. And we still have a lot of work to go. I mean, we still have a lot of things to fix.
You're so graceful.
I'm not graceful. I'm graceful. Yeah, and then Tom's been at times our attorney's assistant. He does really well with he's a junior law guy. Now he just knows. He's been around a long time.
I'm like, well, let me put you through to Tom.
Yeah, Tom's pretty good.
And I send it on the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, let me make sure. But he does a good job.
Don't forget about me. I'm
Oh, and yeah, and
that's
right,
your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your
birthday,
and I just work it.
And
I know.
And I think it goes to mention while we got Ken on the phone, we'll have him blush. We won't be able to see it, but later we'll talk about his contract. But Ken's held his price since 2012. He's held the same price. I even kind of questioned it. I said, Ken, I mean, come on, you know. I mean, everybody's, you're getting left behind. He said, no, it's okay next year maybe, but this year he's holding his price. The only thing he wants is he wants a vacation where he doesn't have to, a paid little vacation time where he doesn't have to thing, and I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
You know, where when he goes to Hawaii there, he can focus on other things than this godforsaken place.
God has not forsaken this, but...
We'd rather smallpox instead of talking business. Yeah, we'd want to hear about how the beach is looking stuff.
Knowing that you're drinking your pina colada.
Right. And the other thing, I never drink any alcohol if I have a meeting coming, so it makes for my nice day in paradise kind of.
So you go on vacation and have to be on the wagon. Boy, that ain't no fun.
That's right. Yeah. Long period.
Well, we appreciate you, Ken. We really do. We appreciate you. We appreciate the service you've done for the city. I know that you're a real trooper. We appreciate it. You keep the expense low, and it's helped us out.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm very pleased with the way the city's being run right now, so
attaboy. Well,
it's
at a girl. It's over there at
Vienna. Definitely a team effort.
Yeah, it is. There's not one person, nobody can take the credit, but not one single person can take the credit, I agree.
It's attaboy and at a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And plus this is a great council.
And attaboy and girls.
Yep. And we have a really good council too. I mean, real good council. So I'm really pleased. And we also have the best residents anywhere.
I think so.
You know, I'm serious. Absolutely. Yeah, they're just a little bit bigger than ours. In fact, our reports in there's not a whole lot of, you know, we have our issues, but they're not that much.
By the way, it's my understanding that we need a little more sheriff duty over around our area.
Well, I'll talk to them.
There's a bunch of kids over there that are just out, way out of line.
Yeah, we'll talk to them. I'll talk to them and let them know.
You know who they are.
Yeah, you know who.
My hand
was
moved,
so. Yeah,
and that really not to be named.
Yeah, you know, it's yeah, they were troublemakers, but you want to know something? I felt bad for those kids. They had no chance from day one, yeah. And it wasn't their fault. And they're good. You know, hopefully they're good kids, just troublemakers. But it's sad that, but that's just sometimes the way it is. But they're gone. But. I used to drive in. I'm going to miss because I drive in and they'd be up on top of the bus stops. So I'm standing on the bus stops, and as soon as they saw that big white Caddy come around the corner, they'd all be jumping off and hiding. And I'd always stop and wait for them to peek their head around the corner so I could shake my finger at them, you know. And they, but
yeah. That's not compared to what you did at that age.
Oh, I know, it's minor. We
worked in a big town. Nobody, you know, you didn't have a community. So it was like a self-policing community because nobody knows me. Nobody
can
see me. And here, like, all we kids know, we know who they are.
I think one of the fondest memories I'll have is we had one of them had to do a little community service. And we told him go around to pick up trash and bring the trash back here. We took it around the park. So he brings back a bag of trash, and in the trash was like lasagna boxes from Costco, and there was egg cartons and empty milk. And I'm thinking, this stuff isn't out in the park. I mean, right away he knew that he dumped somebody's home garbage and just called it good. So we called him out on it. We said, this is not what is in our park. We don't have broken eggshells in the park. And he admitted, well, I went over to the trailer park and emptied their dumpster. So that's on
smart.
Yeah, that's on city property. So we made him do it another round. He was out here, Jennifer, up here sweeping. But
yeah,
and then she made him redo the sweeping. So, but anyways, he learned real fast. Yeah, he learned real fast that, you know, the mayor probably knows his. I got his number. I've been excused before. I got his number.
After
that, we decided
no more kids.
So we're getting. Ken's probably getting ready for his meeting. We're ending up this one. So, any other questions before we'll call a 5-minute adjournment? We'll let Ken get to his other meeting. Anything new, exciting? Any questions for Ken before he goes? No.
Anything happening? I realize you have a public hearing for the budget.
Yeah.
What you said?
Yes.
Oh. Ready.
Well, you have to get out the drill on the public hearing, so I don't have to give you any help on that.
Yes, sir.
Anything else on the agenda that you can help with?
No, the only thing is we had to put a resolution, Ken, because we were awarded a truck from DNR, gave us a truck. So we put a resolution forward for the acceptance.
Reference
the
interagency gifting.
Yeah, reference interagency gifting, because that's the way they wrote it up on the bill of sale they gave us, or that they gifted it to us based on RCEW. Yeah. So we wrote that up so that council can approve that. Prove that gift to us and allow us authorize us to tax and license it. So that resolution is very small. That resolution is on there. Of course, there's a legal contract for our attorney is on there, which is fairly easy. No question on that. And then the Department of Ecology contract, which you looked over. And that's just, we're gonna have ask them to approve that. That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, it sounds like pretty routine stuff. So, if something comes up during the meeting, you can always send me a text message.
Okay.
I could respond to a text message, just not a phone call.
Yes, sir. Okay. I can do that.
Be aware of that.
All right. That's all right. Then,
you guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken.
Bye.
Have a good evening.
All right. See you in a couple weeks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, guys.
Where is he? In Hawaii?
No, he's not in Washougal. They have their
city council.
They're normally on Mondays, but yesterday they were closed.
Oh, because
so
of the holiday.
It was a holiday. So shall we take a 5-minute break? So we adjourn this workshop meeting.
and I'm going to shut it. Okay. Call the North Bonneville City Council meeting to order for Tuesday, November 12th at 7:03. And I'll ask the city clerk to call the roll, please.
Here.
Yes.
Councilor Randall.
Yes.
Councilor Roy.
Here.
Councilor Lee.
Here. Thank you for that. And I'd ask everybody to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks. Agenda changes and additions. Do we have anything?
Yeah.
Please. I'm going to ask that a couple things. Domestic violence. Crime victims would like to have their name put out on our board out front, our reader board, and that's only proper, so they've asked for that. So I put that down. Under there, so you folks can vote on that, and sure enough, under new business. And then the other thing is, we put together a resolution for the surplus engine that we received from DNR for you to approve. We talked about that a couple weeks back.
Yep.
And it was one of those things where they just called up and said, you better come get your truck. So we had to go pick it up on Friday. So that resolution.
So that's resolution 535, third bullet down underneath it.
Yep.
Resolution 535.
Okay, so. Yeah, all right, we'll move on. And tonight we have public hearings. We have two of them. The first one, and we'll start with that, we'll open the first one, and that's consideration of the revenue sources for the 2020 budget. You'll find that on the sheet that has yellow on it. Basically, it's a rundown of what we anticipate and figure that we are going to get for this year's budget.
How come I got two of them?
Because you're special.
Okay. I got two of them. Yeah, two of them special.
Did you get two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm opening up the public hearing. The first public hearing, yes. I'm opening the first public hearing, and we'll open up the public. If they have any questions or comments,
704.
If there's any questions, this is basically just what we're considering. This is just the preliminary. Now the next council will be the full budget documentation, a little bit more detail, but this is just a public hearing on what we think we're going to get and then what our expenditures will be. Any comment? No? Hearing no comment? No questions? I'm going to close that public hearing. Thank you, folks. And it is 7:07. And again, we're going to open up the second public hearing at 7:07. And that's the consideration of the preliminary budget. And that's the sheet of paper. It's just a running of expenditures on what we believe that we're going to spend this year and what it's appropriated for, or what we appropriated spending in. And then what we believe our beginning balance and our ending balance will be. And again, the more detail, these are all spreadsheets that we've detailed, but the final ones will go out to the public on the 20th, will be available for anybody to pick up, and then they'll come out to council. I'll get every one of you one well before the meeting, but then the next meeting we'll have another public hearing on it, and then we can vote on it if that's your thing. But so we're looking at the estimated sources and uses by fund. And this is the way they'll read in the ordinance. But again, it'll be a little bit more detailed about exactly where and what it is. But this is basically what we're
estimating we'll be spending. Now, some of the money, if you look at the bottom line, it's more money than what we've taken in, but there is money in reserves that we have put away for certain projects, certain of our funds, some of our funds are reserve funds that we can only use for specific projects. So that's why the spend is up a little bit, because we have to spend some of that money to in some areas, and that'll be on the budget too, on the main. But this is just basically what we anticipate we're going to be spending. Have any questions? I was telling everybody when we came in here, when we came into this, we came into a blind. We're kind of just left the keys and the alarm code, and they told me how to turn the computer on and what the password was. That was it. There was nobody here really that knew what was going on. So Deanna was very helpful and with Tom, and we kind of pulled this thing together and kind of started. What we did is we went back to the basics, turned to the beginning. We found many, many, many things that hadn't been paid for a long time. We were a bit 2 years behind on the prosecuting attorney's contract was 2 years behind. The court systems, we were behind, 6 months behind on that. It's a monthly contract. We hadn't paid our quarterly taxes for 2017, our end quarterly taxes. There was a lot of things, and probation services were 7 years behind in payments. We hadn't paid contractors from 2016, and the list goes on and on, and it goes on and on. I don't want to blame anybody, because it wasn't anybody's fault. If you remember, there was a mass exodus in 2016. We lost the administrator, and we lost the gal that was in here, and two new people were thrown into it, just like we were. So things got behind. We spent money this year, probably more money than we should have. But so they got to spend money to make money. We had when we came in, we had limbs hanging throughout the whole city that were there was a bid for a contract of $250,000 to clean up the trees here. And of course, the city couldn't afford it. So we pulled the money together. We bought the guys a bucket truck that went up higher, and we bought them all new chainsaws. And we added an extra person, and we were able to do. We have about 85% of the city done now. Got all the limbs done for what it costs us just to put the extra help on, and $15,000 between the bucket truck and the chainsaws. So most of our departments are sitting pretty good now. The biggest problem that we had when we came in is that we had terrible equipment, old equipment, and now they have good equipment, and they're working better. And they have a better demeanor about them. We listen to what they have to say. They do a good job, and I got to say I'm real proud of them. The city looking good, and it's going to even look better. So we spent money to get them what they need, build up their confidence, and so this next year we talked to them, we're going to start saving some money. This year we've got what we need, we'll get the job done, we don't have to spend a lot of money, but we're going to save some money, we're going to bank some money, and build up a good reserve for the city. So that's our thing, that's where we're at right now, and Deanna has been in the trenches since day one. She's gone to many classes and learned. She's doing a lot of the work that we used to contract out. One of the services that we contract out cost the city $6,500 a year. And she went to a couple classes, and it cost the city about $300. And she was able to put the report together, end of year report together, and it was fine. We just went through a audit. We still had issues in 2018. Last year's audit was 2017. That was before we got here. It's always a year behind. Last year, we were learning, and we had somebody in here that was from the old administration that didn't really know what she was doing. So we were catching up. When she left halfway through the year, we were catching up. So we still had issues last year. Not as severe, but we still had issues. So, but we're working on that.
This is from three findings to two, but
yeah, three findings down to two.
I think it should be one. So
But the biggest thing that we were running into was the employees. We had 2.5 employees in public works. They were working 30 hours a week overtime, 30 to 35 hours a week overtime. Yeah. And we were able to put on another 1.5 person, and they stopped the overtime. But the money that we spent on the 1.5 person is far less than what we were paying in overtime to get the job done. And that's the way that they run it for years. So, and plus they're not burned out, so.
And you just negotiated a new contract, you didn't spend $20,000 on the journey.
We talked to the union, and we were open, and the union was gracious. We told them what we could do. They said this is what they wanted. We came to agreement. And every year that they did negotiate it, they spent $25,000 to $30,000 on a labor union attorney out of Yakima. And we didn't use it, but we were able to negotiate a great contract. We just sat down and we got it done. And the union was happy, and the guys are and gals are happy. And so it turned out pretty good. So we spent some money, but this year I've talked to all the department heads. We got all the department heads involved in the budget. Brian's been here for 20 years. He's our public works supervisor. Never once had he ever been involved in any kind of budget. He would have to come up to the office and say, I need brushes for the sweeper, and they would either say yay or nay. He had no clue. And there's no way you can run a budget. There's no way you can run anything if you don't know how much money you have and how much money you can spend. How can you run it? So we've gotten him real involved, and he's been very, very proactive. And they're starting to save money, and that's what we need to do. I mean, if you only got $10, that's all you can spend, Brian. And he didn't know how much he had. So, and that's been working. So we're working on it. And then we have a great council. And then quickly on this thing, I've taken up too much time, but I just wanted to say is I'm really proud. This is the first council that is a fully elected council. We haven't had an elected council for years. We've always had somebody that's been appointed. This council is a fully elected council now, and I'm really proud of them. And congratulations on your wins. So, with that said, is there any questions or comments? Hearing none? All right. Well, thank you for letting me kind of fill you in what's going on. And the last thing I will say is we'll take anybody. You'll see Dee and I worked on the mayor's budget message. And one of the things that's most important to us is that the people that come in and give us advice and talk to us and help us. I mean, this community is full of people with some great ideas and full of experience. And we just tap into that. The city's going to, I mean, we have all the resources we need with the people we have, and we really appreciate it. That's what we really do appreciate that. So, no questions? Okay. So, I'm going to close this public hearing. It is 7:16. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay,
Are you closing already?
No.
I'll let you talk. Let me go ahead. I mean, I'll let you talk.
You're not done seeing now.
I didn't hit the hammer.
Okay. No, it's just, you're talking about the expenses in this year, right? So it doesn't have too much detail on it.
Right.
It's hard to tell what's going on really by looking at this.
Right.
But some of the ones that are unusual,
mm-hmm.
it looks like, is the water sewer reserve.
Mm-hmm.
They made $35,000 out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a normal annual expense. It must be something going on over the sewer plant. And then the capital improvement fund.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing out of that.
Let me just say the water and sewer fund can only be spent on something that upgrades our systems. And what our systems are running really good, but we have a couple old pumps that are really faulty. And that gives them the worst trouble. So what we're looking to do this year is upgrade one of those pumps, and we should be able to get another 5 years out of that system. So that's what the appropriation for that money spent is, to upgrade one of our pumps in one of our stations, in our lift stations. The capital improvement fund, our city computers, we're running Windows, which one are we running?
7, and there will be no, it's way behind, and there will be no more updates. All our techs are telling us, so we have to upgrade our system, and that includes our, we're going to try to upgrade our server, because they're old. So that's the capital improvement that we're planning on spending, is upgrading our systems, our computer systems.
But I think maintenance operation, because of the services that comes out of that too, and it's not just capital outlay, it's under the capital improvement fund, doesn't your contract, was it?
No, that comes out of our professional services. Yeah, that's just a designated. The only thing we can use the capital improvement fund for, and that
is for equipment.
Yeah, is for
summer insurance.
Yeah, upgrade. And where the capital improvement fund comes from is REIT. When somebody sells a home or a business in the city, we get real estate excise tax, a little portion.
Oh, yeah.
And so that has to go into something that upgrades the city and betters it. And so I think Deanna's got something really exciting to tell and to share with everybody when she gives her report. Because one of the problems that we had when we came in here was our water and sewer was a disaster, and it was built, and it's still not. Our guys still go out with these big cars and write down. Everybody's reading, and they put the cars. It's raining, then they have to bring it back. We still have to input them, which, as far as it's Stone Age to me. She's found a system that we can get rid of all that, where they can go out, put it into something, we can plug it in and it downloads all the information, so I have to go through and save us time and effort. And that's one thing and that capital improvement can help us with upgrades like that too. And if you'd like, Paul, I have, and for anybody too, we have all the spreadsheets done for most of the budget.
Yeah.
This is just basic, but if you'd like to get that prior to the next meeting, I'll be glad to give it to you.
Sure, as long as it's, I don't know what I'm asking for. Maybe I'm asking for too many pages,
it just basically tells you every fund and explains what we can spend, and it tells you every fund, and it even breaks down how much money we're spending on labor. It breaks it all down, how much we're spending on professional services, where we gonna, what we need to buy, what, you know, so it kind of lists it all out, give you an idea.
Yeah.
We don't.
Straight down to like 15 pages or something.
Yeah, it's not, Stevenson isn't that big of a city, but theirs is like 100 pages and ours is 15. Because, I mean, their budgets, they have a $10 million budget. So ours is pretty puny. It's fairly easy to read, just spreadsheets. You know, they're not much to them. And you look at them and the funds are pretty puny. So we really work hard to make sure we squeeze as much out to make everything work, you know. But it's okay, you know. It's okay.
There's a lot of small businesses that do more business than we do.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest. Yeah, and that's one of the biggest complaints. Yeah. One of the biggest complaints I'll have, and I'll leave it at this with the state auditors. I appreciate them coming in here because they're here to protect the public trust. They're making sure that there is no hinky-panky or that there's no way that somebody's going to try to take something from the city. And I can appreciate that. The problem with it is, in a city of our size, we have to, I told the guy, which he kind of scoffed at, I said, we have to have the honor system. I mean, because I don't have money to hire another person, which is what they want, to check this guy.
Yeah.
And then, Brian, you can't do this, and you can't do that, Deanna, so you need to hire another person to come in and do that. And to save the possibility of $1,000, maybe a theft going out the door, they want us to spend $50,000 for new people. And that would make them, that would satisfy them. But I'll tell you, when you're working on a budget as small as ours, I mean, if we lost $100 somewhere, we'd know it. I mean, we know it.
We don't kick in any cash that much. No. That was one of the findings that was going to be disputing, is the fact that, you know, they wanted us to have receipts of funds, the city of Grand Fondo on it, that was, you know, any cash or checks
we were taking, we would write a receipt in this receipt book so that we could have this book as opposed to log immediately. And that's sort of the only way you can track cash and check, you know, coming in without an actual cash register.
Yeah.
So we did that last year when that was one of our findings. But you didn't make it clear that they needed to be numbered last year. So we're getting a finding because our receipt book that we have been using are not numbered. So we ordered new receipt books. We need them up. And I'm planning on just reading out of them. Yeah. We had segregation of duties also, which was, you know, was a problem with a smaller crew. But we definitely, since last year, have made it so, okay, he's doing payables, you know, she's doing receivables, I'm doing the oversight and signing off with the supervisors, we're tracking receipts better and keeping them for credit card purchases and whatnot, which that was part of the other finding was, we had three credit cards, for City Hall, Fire, Public Works, credit cards. And the problem was that we would be missing some receipts. So you can see on there that it was spent from the fire department. You can see where, you know, what business they purchased from. So receipts were getting lost. And so now we've implemented a better receipt keeping system and I'm tracking all of that. So hopefully those tiny little things you can write off in business of finding all the management letter, which is one step down, but not as critical. So we're up. Still leaving for that.
And not to be critical, but when we came in, and they had done the year before when I was coming in there, and the finding they found was that the city owed all the residents about $150,000 because we overbilled in water and sewer, and we owed them $150,000. And I said, And I was coming as mayor, and I said, please don't put that out there because we better be able to check. And he said, no, that's what we found. You owe $150,000. So you overcharged. So we came in here, and we put together an audit and had our water and sewer audit, and it cost us another $4,000 because they said we overcharged, and we found no overcharges. And then when the last year when the auditor came back in, a new guy, he went the other way. He said, oh, no, I'm finding, oh, you don't owe, they owe you. So went from one extreme, now this is what we found. And so we're saying, no, we don't. No, they don't. And he said, oh, yeah. So went from the year before, from one extreme, it went to the farthest extreme. The other thing is they were telling us this year that, oh, we should have two cash drawers. Because there's the main girl works the cash drawer, but if she goes to lunch, she should have another cash drawer somebody goes to. Well, the cash drawer has no money. We don't take much money. We maybe take a check and
I mean,
we don't take. It's not like that thing takes thousands. That there's some days we take a dollar, if that.
Yeah.
But Dave said to us, he said maybe comment. You know, you really have to have two cash drawers. And then Deanna told me about that, and I popped a cork because I gave her an ordinance from 2014 where the ordinance says we're going from two cash drawers to one because the auditors want us to go from two to one.
Yeah.
So what is it? I mean, what's the standard, you know? So anyways, we're going to clean it up and we're going
to... So what happened to the deficit asset difference between the auditor saying $150,000 here, $150,000 here you owed, then you didn't know.
What? We never got a clear explanation, did we? We asked them.
Spreadsheets. It was like, it went both ways, but it was like pennies or $10 or less in each account. So it was either owed to us or we owed to them, but it was so insignificantly small on each account that it wasn't worth it. And we did address the ones that were bigger, like the Lewis and Clark hadn't been billed for a while.
Which wasn't their fault. They had not received a bill, the last administration had to set up a bill in a year.
Yeah.
So they were behind $60,000.
We went over every bill.
Every single bill. And then when FRN moved, and when FRN moved in, the old company was being charged as a hotel. Well, of course, this is a hotel, so they were, the last administration was trying to work out a way to change that, but it took them, so they got behind. And the city was, when we came in, it was close to $100,000 behind in not that, it was just that they hadn't been billed.
Yeah.
We billed them, and now the city has recouped, we recouped most upwards, we were still about 35 grand. And some of those people are gone. I mean, some of the ones that are gone, so we'll have to have council approve a write-off because some of the people have moved on. But that's just another example. We had a lady come in today, and she's, or the other day, and she says, I bought a new home, and would you please give me back my deposit? I put $150, yeah, that's the way it goes, $150 deposit on my water. And yeah, no problem. You put, everyone puts, yeah. But we looked, and the records stopped. She moved here in 2010. We don't have any records of it. So we have no records of her paying her deposit. I don't know. Nobody kept records of that. So now she wants her money, and we...
We want the vision. So the vision municipal software we use for all of our receiving, all of our financial utility billing, that was converted and purchased in 2010. But anything from before that, I'm not sure if they were using paper ledgers or if, I mean, there's no file here to show anything prior to 2010.
They had one of the lots that they made a water sewer hook on, which is,
yeah.
No, we see. This was before you guys were here. And it's like, and thank God they found, they had a receipt at the city gate. And it's like, they paid it, you know, just because you guys didn't keep record. They paid, you know. They didn't ever build the house, but they paid to watch sewer hook up because they knew rates were going to go up or whatever, so they grandfathered themselves in. So there was no review, no record from the city.
Did you ever get money owed from the FRM?
Yeah. And believe it or not, Lewis and Clark paid methodic every month. They paid extra money, and they're almost just about caught up.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're paying, yeah, $6,000 a month more to catch up.
No fault of their own.
They just were never billed.
Yeah.
And when they try, and I, as a counselor, I remember arguing with the administration before saying, are you billing? And they were going, no, we're working on it. Well, but
we're working on it.
Yeah, but anyway, so, but ultimately we got that caught up. It's been a journey, but it's been cool. It's been a lot of fun. Because it's really not that big, you know, this is not a big budget.
Yeah.
So it's not going to take much, but there was just so many fingers in the pie and so many different ways things went. So we're just kind of bring all the little doggies back in, you know, and round them up. So that's what we're
doing. I don't think we played musical employees like we did before either. They were going through employees like James, and nobody was getting trained. Nobody passed on what they knew, and they knew what they were doing. It was a mess, and no leadership, so that was a mess. So it was just, you know, you just go through the motions, and God help some of the ones we had were the nicest people, but they were left a mess. Just like, oh, I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I'm not getting like that.
Yeah. I can't go anywhere.
No, you've been a trooper. So that's kind of the history. And it's not, we're not complaining because it's been a really cool thing. I love it. I mean, it's been this is the best job I've ever had. I mean, it's been tough, and but it's a great job. I mean, it's just good. We'll get in order.
Like you said, the good people, everybody's been really good.
Supportive. Yep.
Not scary. Let them know. They can come to media. Have input.
So, Brian, this is probably a little bit off topic, but so what's happening with FRN? Are they selling the business?
We don't know. They
is somebody taking it over? They've been there, 3 years now?
Yeah.
And that would have been our source for hotel motel taxes.
No, you don't get motel motel.
Hotel tourism. Well, tourism.
No, you don't get that either. It's a treatment facility.
Nothing.
They don't pay sales tax.
Okay.
You won't get any
employees.
You get
employees. Unless it's a hotel.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Is there any hope that somebody's going to do that?
Let me just—that we don't know because we just
come out and get a business in there.
Well, that's her private lead-up. But let me give you some real quick good news, and I'll give you a little bit. I just talked to the port manager. He came in here today, and he said we're waiting on them to get the power up on Coyote Ridge, and they're looking to build
something, touristy hotel, motel, something big, we would get all that. He told us today that PUD is that close to get that thing they're working on. They're real close to getting that. If that goes, that's going to be developed. They're already starting looking over to develop it up there. That's a good thing.
There's activity up there today.
Yes, they're working on it. And then we have, without going in too far, we have something else that's coming in that'll help us with that. Not real big, but something else, an idea that is going very strong that Tom's worked on today, but that I think will bring us in some nice little hotel, motel money on a regular basis and kind of open up some work down here. So we got some things moving. So we're not going to put all our eggs in one basket. If they're fine, we just hopefully they'll get something going. But we'll just move on, you know.
So as the city of Bonneville exists, is there anything that we as a city can do to move these people along?
Well, it would be like somebody coming to you and saying they don't like the way that you park your car. You really can't, you know, that's their, you know, it's their private business. There's not much we can do. It's too bad because we were promised. But, you know, hey, they may surprise us and all of a sudden something pop, you know.
The way you think of it, you just think if we're surviving now with nothing, if it opens up and does something and uses water and sewer and has employees, it's just got to be frosting on the cake. If we're surviving now,
so we're planning on that.
Oh, whatever it got without that revenue stream coming in, we'd still be here.
Yeah.
So, kudos to management.
Well, we're gonna if they don't want to run with the pack, we'll just leave them behind, right? We'll just keep going forward.
Well, we still get that real estate, but we still get property tax.
Yeah, and, yeah, they pay high property tax.
But it's not as good as it'll be
real estate. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yep. Any other questions? All right. So that was a lengthy. So I'm gonna close the public hearing. All right. It is, this time I'll try to close it. It is 7:34, and I'm going to close the public hearing. We're going to move on to the rest of the meeting. And that will be the consent agenda, approval of the October 22nd, 2019 meeting minutes, and approval of November 1st half vouchers in the sum of $9,841.30.
I make a motion to approve October 2nd, 2019 meeting minutes. And approval of November 1st half vouchers for the sum of $9,841.30.
Before we approve it, I have a question on the minutes. You've got Jay Whitcomb absent. I was here.
Yeah.
Oh, is it okay from Jennifer's house?
I may have been a little confused. So, you were
present from workshop also?
No, I was at both.
Yes, you were at both. Oh, yeah.
Here's
the
present. Mayor's
Day
Wickham members,
absent,
Norris
Wickham,
absent.
It's weird because it says Jay Wickham, period, absent, comma. Okay. That's all.
Here's the presents.
Okay, are you okay with that, Elsa?
Yeah.
Okay. You were here, so for the record.
I was here.
No, for the all right, we'll make note of for the record that Elsa would come was present.
But for the record, you're supposed to make the motion before you start talking about the motion. You interrupted the motion.
Sorry.
That's right, you're right.
I second.
Gotta follow Robert Rule's orders. So who second?
I didn't.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that, Charles.
Then she had discussion.
Yeah.
Then we discuss it, then we close it, then we vote.
You second it? Thank you, Terry. Okay, you're right.
So that was a point of order, right?
Yes. Point of order. I'm going to put that point of order.
No, no need to put that down.
Well, we have to.
Oh.
It's Barbara Roberts rules. You got to keep track.
Oh, I didn't.
Yep.
I'm not that deep into it.
Okay. Are you okay, Counselor? Then we come for the record, Counselor Wickham was here. Any further discussion? Hearing none? Okay, I get a vote.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Moving on, we have no guest presentation. Public comment, any? Amy.
Amy lived in North Bonneville, but I'm here about work. So, I haven't been here to talk to you guys about crime victims, and we're in that little old the church building that was donated to us from Hamilton Creek Christian Church.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And actually, one of our banners blew off. I don't know where it went. I just noticed this morning that it's gone, and it's quite a big banner, and it's yellow and black. If anybody sees it and all that wind, I don't know where it went.
I'll talk to Public Works.
But anyway, I just want to tell you we've been there since the July 1st, and it's going real slow, but we're getting some people. We got some cases going, so that's good. And we have a really good little advocate over there that really likes legal stuff, which is great. If that's not my deal.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand it. Can't tell. And do you guys have any questions of what goes on over there?
Yeah, tell us what goes on over there.
Well, I got a little thing here, but
just in a minute.
So I think she's going to deal with a lot of identity theft. So there was one right now that's going on, and it was a client of ours from the domestic violence office, but this is definitely identity theft. So she's got her over here, and she's working with FBI right now because this guy is from some other country, and he's just losing people over the internet and, you know, asking for money, and people are sending money, and he's been doing it a lot.
Mm.
So hopefully they'll catch him this time.
Wow.
And then also, like, domestic violence, we do domestic violence over here too. It's not intimate partner. So, like, older folk and maybe a child that's grown, if a child's abusing the older person in any way, that's a crime, and we deal with that over here too.
Mm.
So, I was under the impression, as crime advocacy, or strictly PD.
So, in Stevenson, domestic violence office, is intimate partner. That's what we're funded for. Mm-hmm. We've done it all there in the past, and there's been nobody else to do it. Here is not intimate partner, so that's
okay.
Yeah. It could be family though. Yeah. So that's pretty much any crime. So like maybe somebody kicks out somebody's windows in their car here in town. And this person, he has no windows. If they come to us, we can maybe help them. We can maybe, we got money, so we can probably purchase new windows and have them installed. You know, things like that. Any kind of crime. Fire, somebody burns somebody's house down, I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do up here. And we're non-profit. Everything's free. Nobody pays anything. We go to court with people. We go to hospitals. We do everything, nothing costs.
Mm-hmm.
Protection orders.
Nice.
How are you guys funded? We're funded by the government through grants. Mm-hmm. And donations. We take all kinds of donations. Would it be things? Or we're taking a lot of things over here. We're going to put together some move it out kits. We have people, I don't know if you guys know the W's, you know what stands for. Women. Well, what is it? I can't remember. Anyway, in Washougal, Kamas, WC. Well, they work with these. Okay, I'm losing my train of thought. Anyway, they make us kits for people moving out, so people have nothing.
That's for them.
Yeah, they make us kits, like they put pots and pans in there, and blankets, and utensils,
and clothing.
Yeah, they might have. Well, we have lots of clothing too, separate. But anything, something you need for your house to start, like dishes, silverware, maybe some cleaning supplies. So we got a lot of stuff over there, so we're going to start making some more of those ourselves. We got a lot of stuff to make them with now. So we're going to start doing that. So if somebody, this is a victim of crime and they need something like that, then we will have that to give.
Are you still doing a clothes? You're going to do a clothing closet?
We have clothes.
You do?
We have most of our clothes out at the shelter, but we're getting quite a few clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, here too.
Stuff like that all the time.
I'm so glad Bonville's got something for a change instead of everything being in Stevenson.
Yeah,
and if somebody doesn't drive, but they need our services from Stevenson, we'll come down here. Or we can transport people, too. We can transport them up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have any therapy dollars yet from here, like for counseling for some for a crime. We don't have it this year. But next year we're going to get therapy dollars.
So is there an opportunity for volunteers to go help make up kids and stuff like that, or?
There's always volunteer help. We don't know. I don't know what it would be for, but we always need sweet volunteers. We don't. Most of the volunteers, like if they put the flyers out and do things like that for us, that stuff we don't have time for.
Okay.
Hey, is it not true that if somebody even has a pet, that you have pet stuff there for the
yes.
pets?
Yes, we really are trying to get pet stuff there. I've been trying to get online and, you know, to Purina or whoever to get some things donated, but we haven't had a whole lot of luck yet. But yes, people's pets. And at the shelter, people have to leave and they bring their pets and dog food and cat litter and all that stuff we need. We're going to store here, too, with that way.
I'm part of, like, Fences for Fido. I don't know if you've heard of them. But
I heard of them.
They get donations from, like, instead of the big boy companies, you go to the Petcos, the retail stores in Portland, Vancouver, to get donations. Because they got excess stuff, or they got oversupply, or they got whatever, and they got connections to the next step up, too.
That's what we need. Anyway, yeah. All that stuff. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah. So this place here is just a kind of a transfer station or something where you deal with, but you talked about a shelter.
Well, we have a shelter. We have a women's and children's shelter in another location.
For abuse?
Yes.
Is there a lot of abuse? Now, a couple of years ago when I was talking to you, you said Skamania County is the worst.
There, it's bad, really. I mean, people here, they're depressed. There's some depressed people, and people get mean sometimes when they're depressed. But, yeah, it's not good. It's pretty bad. Lots of our people that come to our shelter, though, they're from all different areas.
Oh, yeah.
The locals know pretty much know where the shelter is.
We're fortunate that we got it a lot of counties.
Yeah. So if their abuse was really dangerous and they're not going to stop at nothing, we don't put them in our shelter. We'll find another place to go.
So you deal with crime and abuse and
assault.
That's about it. That covers everything. A lot.
Nasty stuff.
Do you take clothing donations? I mean, you said you do. Because I have a ton of uniforms.
For like?
For working. For nursing.
Oh, nursing uniforms.
Tons.
What size?
Oh, Halloween's
that
over.
That was a bad question.
What? I wasn't even saying.
And then the Amy's group is one that we'll be talking about passing for the sign on the side. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Let me get some.
Might have some abuse to deal with right here.
So, Amy, if somebody wants to make donations to your thing, what's the best way to do that?
We have something that most of the time, but not always, because there's, you know, emergencies. We have our office, too. You just call us, or you can send it in the mail.
Okay.
Yeah, or you grab a buy.
Do you got a P.O. box anywhere on here? You need to have some cards that you leave at the counter up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're not very hard to find.
No, we're not very hard to find.
No.
We got phone numbers, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely have a P.O. box. Do you need a box in the north?
Yep.
So you take you take pet food and cat litter and stuff like that?
Yeah. We run out of that a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amy. Thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent service. Okay, anybody else? Excuse me. Excuse me, other. We'll move on. Council member comments?
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Yes, thank you.
I'd like to thank the city for putting the flags up for Veterans Day. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Very
good.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with what this management has done. You know, I mean, we're councilmen, and we get snippets here and there, but these people are 24/7, and it's great to have them here and finally get this place arranged. I feel just totally happy and excited and full of joy that this, you know, this city is finally stable and honest with integrity, and that's exciting for me.
Jerry, thank you.
I think I pretty much said what I need to.
Alright. Well, wait. You said a lot today. That's good, yeah.
Coming out of my shell.
Yeah, very good. Moving on, then we will move on to the mayor's comments. And again, thank you for coming. And I think I've talked enough. So,
you know, that's another thing. You know, that's really good. I mean, we've got this whole budget, and like, what's your name?
Paul.
Like Paul was talking about. You know, I mean, it's really nice to have people who are knowledgeable about what's going on. We can look at this and say, oh yeah, that's nice. Any questions? And everybody's quiet, you know. But Brian's just laid it out, and Deanna for us, and Tom, to understand how this thing really works. And that's what's fun about talking about the budget thing there.
The invoices?
Invoices. Yeah, I mean, going through those things and finding out, you know, I mean, they know about every little thing, and so it's people need to be encouraged.
If you have a problem out there to ask the questions, because if you didn't ask the questions, you would just,
Yeah, exactly.
And so when you ask questions, that puts somebody on their toes, like, what is that, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it keeps everybody on their toes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do. That's what the people should do.
Mm-hmm.
It's your money, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It was you. Everything else.
We love your money.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that, Terry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll go to the city clerk.
All right. Not much general. You already talked about the future of our auditor tomorrow. A lot of our findings, and a lot of our actual, actual report, and we'll do an extra interview next week about what the journey was really going to be a finding, and I hope we get that down to one instead of two, but still better than what we have previously. And then one of the things that I'm pretty excited about, just not excited at the end of the day, is talk to our current municipal systems about our utility building program, because no matter who's been in here, and no matter what training, our utility building program has been difficult for anybody who's been here. And I've researched other possibilities for a utility building program. The things are fine, financials, invoicing, receiving is all been fine. But utility has been a problem the entire time. And so I've gone out and done some research on some other companies, and I was hoping that this particular one would be able to be integrated with our current financial system. This company says yes, they are able to integrate. The company we're using right now apparently is a little stutter that we're even looking elsewhere, and so he was kind of short with me today, just telling you that they have this other program that's been out, an upgraded utility program that's been out for a year that nobody informed us about that has all these improvements, which would have saved us a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of wasted hours and frustration on billing. So he wants to put, I was going to put this forward as something to vote on today, but I'm not going to, but I will talk about it. I will be getting a demonstration of this program that they've had apparently for a year sometime this week. I'll be doing a webinar and getting more information about that. And they're more expensive, of course, than some other ones because they're a larger company. And we did spend, I think it was, $4,000. So when we originally bought it in 2010, when we didn't have records of invoice receipts or anything,
They paid $29,300 to start with this Full Vision Municipal Systems Program, which includes four components. Right now we pay $4,088 a year just for them to monitor our system through our server, which is quite spendy. Stevenson just switched to Fiat, which is a much more user-friendly program, but they are, compared to the expense of $4,000, they're $10,000 a year, plus $156 for monitoring. Apparently their system is amazing. Our Stevenson administrator swears by it, but with all the IT upgrades we have to do this year that are equaling about $15,000, we're not going to look at that other program. So we have to stick to Vision predominantly for now, which is fine. Like I said, their other three programs work pretty well. But the utility program is a problem, and so we'll see what, just because the dad is too, I almost don't even want to watch his webinar, to be honest. He wasn't very kind about it, and he kind of put it on us, and he said, you know, we've had problems with this, no matter what training, which costs us, you know, $1,500 for them to come out and train a new clerk. And this other program I'm looking at has free training included anytime we want it. And so if we're not getting something, they'll come out or manually get into our computer and show us and walk us through, which we can call Vision and do that. But he made it very clear to me today that that's not what they're for. They're called for. So not quite sure why we're paying for support when
we can't get support.
They do. They'll walk us through it. And he said, honestly, I'm supposed to call this lady and have her walk through everything with you. And I'm like, well, okay, so we need some training. Okay, well, our training's $150 an hour for us to come out there, and $80 to do it remotely per hour. So, no, I was not happy with the plan today. What I did look at, UB Max, is a different utility billing. We still, regardless of using Vision or somebody else, we still have to manually enter all of our receipts for utilities into the system anyway. So it's utilities kind of a separate little thing, and you can outsource it and use different companies. I believe there'd be one extra step in wrapping up reports, but this company will also customize reports for you. So if there's something that they don't, they have 45 reports already. But if there's something that we specifically need that we would normally get from the Vision program, they'll make it for us free of charge. They'll set up reports for us however we want them, anytime we want them, which is amazing. So this is a web-based program which doesn't require us having a server. Vision does require us having a server, so as long as we use them, we have to have the other server. We are paying, this year with our IT upgrade, we are paying $6,215 for our new server and software server. So, you know, for $6,000, that's part of purchasing Fiat software instead. All the way around, Fiat is also cloud-based, so that will be something I want to bring up next year for a budget, because I think we can save a lot of money. Having a server is nice. There's a lot of cloud-based options now, and our problem is frequently that we run out of room on our server, and so then, you know, I'm just trying to save, let's say, a one-page Word document about somebody's complaint, and I try to save it to our server. I have to call and increase our space in our server twice this year because it won't even save one more document. So cloud-based, I think, is ultimately the way to go. I know we can't do it this year, but I really think we should lean towards that, and it wouldn't be that much more ultimately the switch. So I think we should consider that next year. But that could be enough. So this one I'm excited about because we would be sending out our own billing cards. So we print them up, but they're all ready. We purchased these cards. We get 2,000 free when we sign on, which lasts us, you know, for 300 people to bill every other month. I mean, that's going to last us for a couple of years, so that's nice. And they're very inexpensive to purchase. I think it's $80 for another 2,000 cards, let's say. right now we outsource our bills and we pay $300 every 2 months to outsource our bills with Vision, so we don't pay the postage. It would be cheaper for us to just pay the postage on these cards and do it ourselves. Also, they have an email billing option, and you can create your account and sign on and actually look at all your previous bills without having to come to City Hall and have a print of your previous bills. So you can look at up to 6 months of previous bills in their system and pay online, get email billing and not a paper bill. So we're saving also. We aren't going to be sending out 300 paper bills. We might be sending out, you know, 200 and saving all this outsourcing money. So, right now, Sheridan, Kelso, Colton, Gaston, Whirlwood, and Buckley are the most local that use this. I did talk to Sheridan and Kelso today, and they love it. It's easy to use. You can go to each account and make a change on, you can give them a credit. You can change their meter reading, change their move-in date, do prorate, all in this one person's account. As it is now, if we have one person who has a problem on their bill, we have to create an entirely new billing run. You go through an entire new, like, it's a giant process, and it takes probably an hour, hour and a half, depending on what the problem is, and we can get into this one and fix it in 5 minutes for one person and send out this one person's bill. There's an option to email it straight to them. We don't even have to print it. So, very cool options there, and they'll do online payments, ACH option, paperless. It tracks who makes adjustments, so if I were to give a credit, I can't just give a credit just because it'll say, Deanna gave this person a credit, and you have to write in a note as to why you're giving the credit, so our auditors would be thrilled about that. Right now, in addition, you have to go into two separate spots to make notations on these bills, which was a big problem with these deposits. You have to make a note that somebody made a deposit because it's not billed in the same program with our water billing. It's a whole separate thing. So if there's turn-on, shut-off, or deposit, it's not even being accounted for in the utility system. You have to go to two separate spots to make notes. I mean, it's just a really obnoxious way to do it, and it wastes so much time for us. I mean, I could probably not have a front desk assistant if I could change programs and get out of the program. It takes that much time. It's really bad. All right, so it can change charge based on what we want to track. It can track all of our pipelines and do work orders. So instead of calling the guys, having to write sticky note notes or type something up, we can type a little note in, say exactly what pipe it is, what needs to be fixed, what house needs to be shut off, everything. And who the work order goes to, they put in when they fix it. I mean, it's amazing. I'm very impressed with this program. So, I'm
going to
look at this one just because
that's
much better thing.
Why haven't we switched?
Right. I didn't even know this was an option. So, once I was frustrated enough with our utility billing system, I'm like, okay, this is really bad. We are wasting so much time and money.
So, Vision is kind of outdated?
Yeah, well, Vision,
because a couple of years ago, Vision,
yeah.
You know?
There's still Vision. Mm-hmm. There's three programs we use work pretty well together, and they all integrate. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Do we have a contract with Vision for an extended amount of time?
We yearly have to pay in advance for our monitoring services, so we'll pay them in the beginning of the year $4,800 to monitor all of our services. If you break it down by program right now, it's $1,000 per program. So if we got rid of the utility program, we would not pay $1,000 for that program for the year. This UV Max annual fee is only $425, so we're saving half of the monitoring cost alone. This bill and pay, to have the ability to have people do online billing, email options, paperless options, and see their accounts is $65 a year. So we're still, I mean, about $500 instead of $1,000 for the utility program.
How hard would it be to just switch over?
They're saying 4 days, and I can get back to normal billing. They'll upload all of it for us. They don't have to do anything.
Can you get rid of Vision with no liability?
That's the part I was trying to find out from this guy today, and he was very convinced that we were just stupid and not using the program correctly, and wants to show us their upgraded version that nobody told us about.
Do you have paperwork showing the contract?
Yeah, the vision contract?
Yeah.
$30,000 and required us to have a server, which companies now don't require you to have because it's in the cloud, which also costs, you know, hardware money and software money, and it's just all these fees. I wish UBMAX had an entire financial billing thing. You could switch all the way over to like, it could be great.
Well, you know, with all this going on with Vision, I'm really surprised that they have not told you there was an upgrade offered a year ago.
No, never said a word in all the times that we've called this lady.
You'll notice
before, you think she would say, you know, our new billing system is a lot more user friendly. Nobody ever mentioned it. Never.
They want you on the hook.
Yeah.
Okay, the cow thing was along, the other one sounds better. Just,
yeah, so it's just part of
the user.
Their total activation fee is one time only of $845, less than $1,000. Annual support fee of $500 altogether. They have a 90-day guarantee. So if we don't like it in 90 days, we can still say, no, never mind, we don't want to ever go on that division. Let's see here.
Annual contract.
You know, that's one thing I didn't look at. Was okay.
Is it an annual?
But I
want to
tell you all the other cool stuff about
it. See, in the original contract, if there's anything in there about training and upgrades included.
It's not. It's still $150 an hour, $80 remotely per hour. So it doesn't make much sense to me that they wouldn't provide that. And this one provides whenever you want training, plus quarterly webinars, different videos you can get on and watch at any time if you need help walking through a 24-hour live.
How did you survive it on only that much a year ago?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're apparently doing amazing.
Population.
Yeah, they've been in business since 1989.
They're getting a lot of clients because they're inexpensive.
If you sell more, for less.
Yeah.
These are small cities, towns, and villages since 1989.
And villages. It even says villages?
Villages.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Irina would be happy.
Oh, yeah. They're in very U.S.
They're all over the U.S. Yeah. Not just Washington.
Yeah, my God, just switch.
Right? I know. So we just switched to this GovPayNet thing. You know, it's online billing. There is a fee. So there is still a fee to pay for credit card processing, not to the city, but to their customers. But another thing I found out from them, which GovPayNet actually didn't tell me, was that depending on what kind of credit card you have, like a rewards card, let's say, versus a regular debit card, you're going to get charged a higher percentage because you have a rewards card.
What?
So their standard, yeah.
I thought the rewards card was to get you a discount.
No, it's rewards to get in the card.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But no, it's a reward, not you.
Yeah. That's right. It's a bigger reward.
Right.
It's their reward.
Really like where that, you know, the city, we did just get rid of this, you know, $300 a month charge to us for merchant services for running credit cards. So now it's back to the customer. Their deal was it was 2% plus whatever, silly random number based on your credit card family. So there is still a convenience fee, but it's a flat fee of $3 per 100 no matter what card you have, no matter when, which I really like. Ability to opt out of printed bill or receive email. Ability for residents to log into the web to view, print, or pay online anytime they want with their bills, which I would say that takes probably 2 hours a day for us to research people's bills and go through and print them out when people want copies. Unlimited access, multiple logins from multiple customers, so no matter how big our population grows, we know it's not going that far, but we can have logins, we can thousands of logins, so if we get more residents, they're not going to charge more just because we have more people logging on. Unlimited users here, no additional cost, so, you know, Jennifer can do the billing, I can do the billing, we can add Tom and Brian if we want, it's not going to cost extra, it's a decision.
Is it easy, would it be easy to train people on this.
And they'll do it for free. So
and vision is really vision.
That's kind of a
they don't share anything.
Yeah,
they'll charge us every time we watch it.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a remote connect automatic support included. So anytime we need billing help, right now, if we have any problems with the system, we have to write up a ticket. We'll send us a support ticket. We might have to wait till tomorrow to get an answer. This one, I can get on an automatic chat line for instant help. Automatic backup every single night, except for 30 days. In most cases, they can convert our data, no cost, which we already talked about, and they said it would be no cost to convert our data. Free training, included by people who are actually former clerks and have done billing. No hidden or additional cost, the quote is your total. Awesome. other things that I really thought were great. So free startup, free training, free ongoing training, webinars quarterly. And so normally they can do the conversion in 2 working days. So they have, they say up to 4. So 2 to 4 working days we'll be back online on the new system. And I don't have to do all the data entry to enter everybody's address again or anything. You're in your level 9 deal, emails are a big deal, so yeah, they're talking you save an average of 80 a month for people that opt into email billing, such as saving $960 a year on postage or outsourcing your bills. Talked about creating own reports. I've already fixed reports, but they'll create reports that we need at any time. We can automatically email them to our treasurer or auditor, and our treasurer and auditor can log in and check it out at any time. Okay, now this is what Brian thought was really cool, and I do too. Apparently Vision has this too, he just told me this today. I was under the assumption that you have to actually fit your meters if you wanted handheld devices to be able to, you scan it and it'll give you the reading. So that costs, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do, so I never even thought of looking any further into it. So, there's these readers. Right now our guys take around these big books in the rain, in the mud, they write it down in pencil, and if it's wrong, they don't know until they bring it back to us. We manually enter every single one of the reads, which allows more room for error. And yeah, that's just a giant pain, and then we have to send them back out to reread if it was wrong. So these really cool little handheld devices, they're not radio scanners. We don't have to retrofit our meters at all. We just take it, the guy punch it in instead of writing it in this book for us to redo. And then they plug it into your computer and it uploads all the reads in 15 seconds. Right now we spend a day to a day and a half and entering all of our meters. Apparently Vision has this too. They never told us that until today, along with our new program.
When we did some of those audits, that was some of the things. It was,
yeah,
the book would say one thing, but because there's so many times we entered it, they read the number wrong or what put it
in. Our largest billing issue.
Not that was before our, before your
meter read,
but it was the meter reasons.
Yeah. So these guys charge $475 a unit, which is actually amazing. They are refurbished at 1 year warranty, even if we had to buy another one. That is still,
that you own?
That's still 1/8 of the cost of buying one through Vision. They have the same program. Their cheapest one is $2,300.
Yeah, but the thing that you need to mention is when those guys punch in those numbers, if that number, when they're standing there reading the meter, if the meter, that thing that they're holding will come up, something's wrong if the number doesn't match what they did last time.
Like,
or if it's way up higher.
Was before, sorry.
So instead of coming all the way back here and then we have to go, wait a minute, these numbers don't, when you send them back out, they'll be notified immediately that something's wrong. A lot of water was used or no water was used or whatever, so they can reread it at a point.
It
saves time.
There's an alert if the reading's too high, too low. There's an alert for unread meters, automatic download, automatic upload. It's just amazing. And at $475 each, I mean, we can afford to get 2, which is usually what we have, 2 meter readers going around writing in these books. And that would save us a day and a half here in the office.
That's it. And I'm also trying to, they have to have that in right at the same time.
Yeah, it's all a nightmare. So,
in the rain.
If we went with Vision, those are anywhere from $2,300 to $6,000 a unit for these, and these are $4,000.
No.
Now, their favorite thing. Yeah.
Crazy.
yeah.
there's just all these wonderful things that I really enjoy. We will see what Vision has to say, but honestly, I'm very tempted to go with it. Even if it means a little extra data entry because they don't integrate with our financial software, it's much less data entry than we're already doing with Vision software. So it just makes sense. Your activation and all that is based on population. So the quote they gave you were the actual quote for our population. They also have a QuickBooks interface if we ever want to just ditch Vision completely and go to QuickBooks.
I'm going to ask, is there any other cities that have that?
And
that's what they're dealing with.
I didn't get any answer.
Right, that's no, these guys.
They call Sheridan back.
That's what I'm talking about. These guys deal with it, but they've got Vision plus their dollars at work.
Right. So it's amazing. And we'll get, free training, free kindergarten, free quarterly training, free everything.
Because then you don't have to worry about being told in your gut in your head.
Right. Yes. Let's see what else. I got $3 for $100 fees. No monthly or yearly fees to customers to get online. Oh, gosh. There was another thing that I wanted to tell you as well. Right, so this is totally random that I didn't even realize was part of this. So we did hire our many HubSpot designs last year, or at the end of 2018, to redo our city website, to redo Portia's website. And she's amazing. She's done a wonderful job with it. It's really cool. We get to call her anytime we want, not taking. But she is costing us our yearly Canvas hosting of our website is $107. But in order to have Maria put this stuff in, because I'm not a web coder and I don't know how to write these things and do it myself, it's $100 to $300 a month for us to do content uploads, like our minutes, like our recordings, all that stuff. $100 to $300 a month. We can also have them host a website for us. We would get the basic front page plus one additional page. We can post everything we post on our website right now. But it's user-friendly, so I can actually just get on there and type things in. $129 a year, $60 one-time setup and install. And if we wanted to have more pages, we could, and they'll give us a quote, but I'm imagining it's not going to be any more than, sounds like, yearly host fees, $129, setup $60. I can't imagine it's going to be any more than $100 a month, to have an additional page. And that would already save us money there, and I can just put it in myself, and we don't have to wait on somebody else, and get another bill dropped off of our finances. So, kind of interested in looking into that website thing as well.
Cool.
This place sounds really awesome, and I'd be leery because the prices and such, if they haven't been in business since 1989, but it kind of sounds like they do alright, and I'm pretty tempted. Switch. So I will watch Vision's demonstration, but I've kind of already made up my mind, so we will likely put this in the budget to do the switch for $2,000 total if we do the website view.
That'll fit right in for our upgrades
if council approves.
Computer upgrades, right?
Yeah.
That'll fit right in for our computer upgrade too.
I know there's professional service. We can ditch a bill on do it all in house.
Sounds weird. The guy from Business Man Jack Wagon.
He's been around for a long time. He, of course, has his heart guided. He's the owner and developer of Vision. He was very happy. Of course, he says, well, we want to make sure that we maintain our relationship and keep your business. And it took everything in me to say, lost it the second he talked to me like I was five. And blamed it on us.
Yes.
Customer service.
Customer service. He needs a lesson in customer service.
Yes.
I have a tendency to bite my tongue when I'm angry. And I was with my husband, my tongue was probably swelled that big.
Oh, yes.
Because I could hear him shit, I'm on speaker, and he's lit. I'm thinking, man, I'd be pushing the hang-up button. She was very nice. And I'm thinking, D, push the hang-up button.
Well, they still use their other program. program.
Yeah, I know, but still, but at one point, in time, I'm hearing them going, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a hold of this person and talk to. Don't make any decisions until you do this, this, this. And I'm thinking, we're the customer here. You're telling us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
not
send them on his way.
Very thrilled that these guys are really thorough. It's obvious they have a very good support team. And much less expensive. And I really think it will save us a lot of hassle in the office and out in the field and a lot of time. A lot of payroll dollars.
Did you talk to them on the phone?
Yeah, I had an entire demonstration.
Oh, we just talked about
that. Okay.
Yeah, they were amazing. I did a whole, I think it was an hour and a half I took with them, and they walked through this whole webinar presentation and showed me each step of billing. I mean, you can, like I said, not the beaver but the horse, but our billing is it's a nightmare. It's like an 8-step process that gets really convoluted. It says it's an order step 1 to 5, but it's not, and like, it's really interesting, and I'm not quite sure how he thinks nobody has a problem with it, because everybody who's ever been here has a problem, and I was trained on it and still have a problem with it.
The problem with it is we have to go out, read the meters, come back, take all those readings, input it into their program, and then we have to send it to them, and then they are the ones that send it out.
Yeah.
Now, when we changed the water billing this summer and we lowered the rates, it was a disaster because they screwed up on their end and the rates weren't adjusted for one of the month that it started, and that we were beside ourselves. What are you going to do? The bills are out.
We walked through with her on the
phone. And she made a mistake.
To make sure that we put in the correct amount for summer billing, walked through it with her on the phone.
And it came out soon. You have all the, now we don't bill again for 2 months. So how do you fix all that? You know, I mean, and people are coming in, they're pointing at us going, you guys didn't give us that. You said so. Well, no matter how good you are, they don't, you know, when you say, well, they screwed up down there, they don't want to hear that. You
have to manually calculate and issue everybody's credit back to give them their 90 cents per 100 cubic feet.
Yep. By hand.
Yeah. I mean, these are the things that are just crazy. And you have to do it in bulk, all your billing in bulk. And in this case, if somebody has a problem with their bill, or maybe we did miss something and type in something funny, right, or a move-out date was wrong, we can get straight into that customer's account and just fix it. He showed me how in 5 minutes. Wait, 5 minutes or less. And then this other thing, like, you have to create an entire billing run if you have one problem in your billing. And it still comes out weird. I mean, it's just a disaster. So, I would be very thrilled if he was the next one I put it forward.
Tell him not to come in.
Yeah.
You have a headache.
Exactly. Okay, that was it. Sorry, Charles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to our city attorney. Okay, thank you. He has any comments. Unfinished business, we have none. Moving on to new business, approval of revised small public works agreement.
I make a motion to approve the revised small public works agreement.
I'll second it.
I do have questions on
please.
It.
Please.
What is it?
Okay, we have a small works, public works agreement, and the state just passed a new law which makes, if you have a subcontractor, they have to follow certain rules.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we just changed the wordage.
Okay.
The threshold amount that you can, before you guys put it to bid.
Gotcha.
They raised that, and then they also raised the wage thing, the minimum wage, and
the prevailing wage.
So subcontractors don't get the prevailing wage, right?
No, they
do now.
Now they do.
Okay, now they do. I remember before they did.
Right.
Okay.
Now they do.
Gotcha.
Okay.
What was that? You moved too fast. You said prevailing wage. That really stuck out. What's going on?
Oh, it used to be that
subcontractors
didn't have to follow that. The state made it a law that if you have a subcontractor and you have a prevailing wage contract, they have to follow that prevailing wage too.
Right.
Which is
so that's out. They don't have to follow that. They do have to follow the same.
Well, and they change, like I say, they change the threshold of what can be small works and what isn't.
That helps us. So we don't, it gives a little higher ceiling so that.
Small works without going to bid on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That helps us.
Okay. Call for the question.
What we.
Oh, what?
The mayor gets to do that now.
There ain't no more discussion. I'm going to call for the vote. You can't call for the question anymore. Ken shut that down.
Yeah. Oh, when did they do that?
No way.
Where were you?
Because I called for the question, and he's like, well, wait, you can't call for the question.
Right.
Well, we should have discussed it, because I called for it was just between you and
me. Because, see, you can't call for the question for an ordinance that you're approving, so... It has to be Mr. Mayor here that says, okay, no more discussion.
Okay. Mayor, take it away. Take it away, Mayor.
It's all right.
So here, no more discussion.
You know we're going to
call for the vote.
Councilor Acton.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilor.
Yeah.
Councilor
Wickham. Yes.
Thank you for that. Next one is approval of legal service contract.
I make a motion to approve legal service contract.
Thank you, Travis.
And that's for the attorney?
Yes.
All right.
Second motion.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Oh, I didn't wait for a second.
No, you're fine. All right. Any questions? And basically, I kind of ran down that when we're the only thing Ken's asking different since 2012, he's asking for one paid holiday day where he gets paid and doesn't have to be at one of our meetings.
So that's day.
Huh?
Is that today?
No, his contract doesn't go into effect. That's why he's on the phone.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Okay. But what he wants a free day. He wants a paid holiday. Yeah.
So
he had to be on the phone all week.
We'll give him that day.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We still need to.
But he didn't go up in front.
We're still waiting on that.
Any further questions? No further questions. I'm going to call for the vote.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, we gave it to him. I was just really anxious to see if we gave it to him or not.
Right.
I was chomping at the bit to see if Ken got a paid day off.
Okay, next one is approval of DNR surplus engine. This will be the resolution 535.
I make a motion to approve DNR surplus engine 535.
Resolution
535.
I second.
Yeah, thank you. Any question or comment?
So this is just a free engine, right? No strings attached.
Well,
we have to do our contract, right?
Yeah, we have to. It has to be available to go on a DNR
for DNR contract
for 1 year.
That's our contract with them, anyway.
Yes, but it has to go on. If they call us up, we should take that truck too, or that truck should be on it.
Now, do we have to man it?
It could be parked there. It just has to be at the scene. We can have, for long, we have firefighters there.
No. But do we have to, like, our fire department has to send people
yes.
with it?
It's our truck.
Because Ted Sulka, he does that during the fire for his equipment, and all it has to do is sit up there. They have their own people that run the equipment and whatnot. It's just if they need it, they use it. So that's my concern. My question was whether they...
We're under contract, yes, to provide manpower, so that truck should be there, but if we need more...
Yeah, but we're already on a contract for manpower anyway.
Yes.
So, okay.
A paid contract.
And we yep. are going to have to pay for taxes.
It's in the resolution.
Yeah, but do we need to put a amount in the
resolution? The truck is free.
Okay.
The only thing in the resolution says that we're going to spend the money, you're going to allow us to spend the money to license
the factory. It authorizes the cost of licensing and registration.
And it was
given in the paperwork, we don't have to say it.
It's in this resolution.
Yep. Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it in running? They gave it to us?
Yeah, we drove it back from Tumwater, and it's actually a cool truck. And they're going to 136,000 miles. Yeah, thank you for that question. And actually, Public Works, with cooperation of the, because we do have plenty of restaurants, are going to put a plow on it because it has that big ton and a half rear end under it.
Nice.
So we'll put the plow on it to keep open the street, and of course your departments.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot heavier duty in the morning, and then we only have to have it a year, and then we can put in for a tender. That's what we need.
Yeah,
but we only have to have it in service for a year. We can do whatever we want with it, so it has to be in our service for a year. But the Public Works can use it too. It's a blessing.
So we can use it this year if we get lots of snow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Google. Okay.
We won't.
Lots of snow?
No. Okay. No.
Lots of snow. 6 feet. Coming from Montana.
I'm going to call for the vote. I'm going to call for the vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I didn't pause there.
Next one. Approval of the Shoreline Master Program. This sounds bigger than it is. Tom, take it away.
Do we need to make a motion? Hold on.
Yep. Back up.
We need to make a motion before we talk about it.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I make a motion to approve Shoreline Master Program Agreement.
Thank you, John. New country heard from. Take it away, Tom.
It's a grant. It's not the agreement. Well, it's an agreement to fund the last part of the master program update, which has been going on for years. And so what this is, an $11,200 grant. $6,500 of it's going to be going to a professional service contract, which you guys will have before in a couple of weeks to do the finish the mapping and some other things, but the city's going to get to keep $5,000 of it.
For Tom's work. Tom's done a lot of work on this. He's done a lot of work on it.
But this will get it done. Should be. It's going to be done before you probably in January, the shoreline update. But
so what they're going to give us is a map?
No. What this consultant does is all the stuff he's been put together for years.
Okay.
They're going to coordinate it with the Department of Ecology to make sure we're compliant with all. It's like a buffer for me so that, you know, we got two heads is better than one dealing with state. And they're paying for it, so.
So ecology to me is the missions, right?
The Department of Ecology is like the granddaddy of all agencies now in the state of Washington. They control everything. They do shoreline, water. They do critical land, they do water, they do Department of Health, they do
air emissions.
Air, water, land.
They're part of ecology, you know, and we don't have to go through smog testing here because we're screaming. I'm just wanting to make sure.
This was all mandated.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure I don't have to go pay $20 to have my car smog to say you're good.
No, this is the shoreline, the setback off the shoreline.
Okay.
And it bolted in critical lands, which was also wetlands and shorelines.
Yeah.
Like how many measure buffer you got to do?
Yeah, you got to give like, yeah, if you're logging, you have to leave 100 foot around a lake or any sort of water.
Well, this is like you don't get to do anything within so many feet.
Yep, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure I understood.
So it's been a fight for 5 or 7 years.
Is there a clause in here that's going to save the seal?
We don't have jurisdiction in the river.
Oh, wait, that's ecology.
I like this guy too, dude.
Here's our discussion.
Go to the coast.
Here's our discussion. So now, this is a two-part thing. We're going to get part of it for what Tom's done. The other part of it, we have to send the money out, $6,500 of it for the mapping.
They're paying for all of it. But
they're going to pay for it all, but either pay for Tom's out and then the mapping. So we're going to gain a little
mapping
money.
Mapping coordination.
Cool deal.
Okay, here's no more discussion. I'm going to ask the clerk to call the vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And the last thing we'll talk about is vote for the signage. We have the sign out. That's for the domestic. I need a motion.
They probably don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Real quick. To put the domestic crime victims advocacy services building on our outside reader board.
You know, the big directory that used to have the hotel this way, and they put Kitty Lake or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
Instead of that, they're going to go over it with crime victims advocacy.
We have to pay the guy that
this way it's a public service. It's no different than a post office, a city hall, or whatever. Just to change the directory to direct them to where their office is over there, because there's no, the signage is terrible.
I'd like to make a motion.
Thank you, Jerry. Second, please.
I second.
Thank you for that, Travis. So basically what's happening is our carver, Ken, is the one that built that sign, is going to go out there and build something that tells them about this, where they're at. And we're going to...
Oh, you're talking about the one that's carved in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, we have a sign reader, boy. I didn't know. I know we got the carving, but...
Yeah. So, what you're proving is that we can go forward and tell Ken, I don't know...
Was it $100? For me. So it's like $100.
Yeah, so you're proving out of that we can send the money to have them put up on it.
Serve them funds because it's marketing. So
yeah.
Cool. Great.
Okay.
What if the carver's name Ken?
Ken. Great.
Craig, that's right. Ken Craig.
Craig?
Craig.
He's on the planning commission, right?
No. He's the one that carved all the little feet.
Yeah.
He also did the totem, too.
Oh, the totem, yeah.
Well, we need to speak to him about the totem.
Oh, he didn't do your totem, but he could do whatever you guys... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, $100 is here. I mean, that's...
Yeah. He's a quality guy. He's a really good guy. He's going to help us a lot.
And there's a chance that they might need another one. Might as well ask for the permission now. That's going to direct them from the directory that way. In order to get to their office, they might need to put one on one of those little islands in the park lot with an arrow saying that way, maybe. You know, we're going to see how it works without it, but...
I think that'd be a good idea.
Because
you can set buildings
hidden. They're back in the back, you can't see them. So, and it is providing such a good service.
Yep.
It's a good thing.
Yep.
So I would say not to exceed the amount of $300 for both if they have to do both.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Not to exceed $300 to do both if they need to do both.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Okay. I hear no more discussion. I'm going to ask the clerk to call vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And finally, closing public comment, any? Hearing none?
Thanks.
You're welcome, Amy. Thank you. We thank you.
Yes.
Closing council comments?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. And I'm not done. I'm not. And Deanna, great looking into that. I heard three. Save money, save time. I love it. Bring it in front of us. Let's vote on it. Because I'd like to make it happen. Because vision, from what I hear from other places, are not that great. So,
especially since he's not a nice person.
I would like to be able to say bye bye. Bye, Felicia.
At least for one of
them. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Thank you.
I like it when you say it.
You done?
I am.
Turkey bingo next week.
Oh, yeah.
Get your money out.
Here I am in the fire department. He remembers.
On Thursday, right?
Yep. Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You're only on Zoe's store, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Did they get a microphone and stuff they needed from Turkey bingo?
Yeah, I think they do. They got what they need. I think they were going to fix it. I don't know.
I've got a karaoke machine up, but there's some mic that you can just talk to if you need it. You can use that. You might have to turn off the little mirror ball thing that goes all over the stage.
As you can see, it picks up real
good. That's right.
You mean you outgrew it?
No, my wife just bought it.
Oh.
I don't sing. You don't want to hear me sing.
Yeah, me neither.
I would like to hear you sing.
Judy says she just can't take it anymore.
All right.
All right.
Good to my right?
Yes.
Good to my left?
Oh, we need to take care of her.
Oh,
would you like to, so we can excuse Margie?
Well, do we know where she's at? I mean, if you have excuse to go, we know where
she's at. Unless she might have texted me.
I wonder if she's something.
I want to make sure that she might have texted me.
She's got responsibilities.
Oh, she did. She did text me. When Ken must have texted me when Ken. She said she's been sick.
Okay.
I probably should read this.
No.
I just realized it was Tuesday and it's council, and I'm sorry. I've been sick and I just got reelected. You've been real sick if you just found that out. But no. So it sounded as if she had a brain something.
Well, she got over sickness in the
heart.
A brain fart.
So
now it's on the record.
So
a brain blast.
Right. Excuse her.
I make a panic emotion. All right,
great.
Excuse
me. That's good.
I second.
Oh, good.
Jimmy, do you have a word on the agenda?
It's at the end of the thing. They're just adding it to the
You're
end.
Done.
They're making agenda adjustments. Okay.
You said Margie. I thought you said Judy.
Okay, so this will be Judy's Margie,
and I,
Margie.
And you motion,
and you, he mentioned,
you, okay, it was Terry, and then Trav.
Nobody thinks you're here.
Okay, no more discussion, I'll ask for a vote.
Margie.
It was Terry, and Terry made the motion, Travis made the second.
For Margie.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you for that. Any more on my right? No. Anything on my left? No. Meeting adjourned.
8:30.